What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, everybody.
Hi there.
What's going on? It's a Monday.
It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
6:31.
We talk a little bit about Monster Magnet today.
And Swedish elk.
Oh, they're vicious.
They are. Not like Swedish fish.
We talk about some TV shows.
And some lady cheese.
Ooh, and a C-string. New fashion.
Yeah, everybody loves new fashion.
Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna start.
Don't start with me.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Is that throat singing? I don't know if it is, but it's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
What was your throat singing?
It was my throat singing. 6:31.
Hey, we're only 11 episodes away from the end, or you might think we are. I think this was the first 32-minute song I'd ever heard. This song is 32 minutes long.
Nice. I have a question for you that I've been wanting to ask you since we last met last week.
Okay.
And this is a pure, there's no right or wrong answer, and I don't have an answer to this question.
I have answers to most every question.
Okay, who's funnier, Bob or Tom? And do you even know the difference?
Some people are probably big enough fans they can discern their laughs. I think Bob has a better laugh. That's all you can say is who has the better laugh.
Yeah, because I don't know, do either one of them tell jokes?
Well, they have there's a thing on Netflix called the Bob and Tom Comedy Tour.
Oh, really?
And it's a lot of the comedians that are on there a lot, because they do have
certainly
a pretty much set rotating. It's not set, but they have the same
they
people
have
on there a lot.
They have a pole on there, you know. So if they put their name on something like that, people are going to come out and play.
But I might have just skipped past it because it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it.
He's not. I don't know.
You know, I mean,
he's
not.
Hey, in case anybody doesn't know, yeah, it's Monday, and this is a Monster Magnet from way back in, it says 93, but I know this was recorded before that. Mm-hmm. This was pre-Spine of God, the Tap 25 album.
Oh, yeah.
32-minute song. I think they just do this for 32 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying this is the first 32-minute song you ever heard?
I think so.
So you didn't hear this? You heard this before the entire Thick as a Brick album?
I didn't ever even know until you told me that, a few months ago.
42 minutes of song.
I didn't even know that.
You don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Those are two different songs, right? That was a Tom Petty doing it.
Yeah, it was Tom Toll.
Did you know the first single, 45, by Jethro Tull, it was misprinted? They thought it was a guy.
Was it Cross-Eyed Mary?
I'm not sure if that was the single, but I think it was before that.
Oh, they thought Jethro Tull was a person.
Yeah, and so the record was imprinted with Jethro Toe.
T-O-E?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. Wow. That's a funny name.
It is. I would have almost kept it.
That's like a hillbilly.
Yep. Jethro's Toe.
Hey, that'd be a good name, Jethro's Toe. Hey, you want a toe? Come on out to Jethro's Toe Company. we'll take your toe off for diabetes. You got diabetes? We'll take your toe off. Yep. Come on out to Jethro's Toe.
Yeah, it was. It was all right. Let me give you a little bit more about it, maybe if I can.
Okay.
It's on vinylrecords.ch. What's CH? That must be like a .com.
It's chorus. It's the chorus. No, I don't know what .ch. There's a few new .dot things.
Huh.
But I don't know what .ch is.
.ch.
Hey, and I don't know. I'm just going to tell you, we don't usually record today as a day because yesterday, you're hearing this Monday, it's Monday's show,
mm-hmm.
and yesterday I went and saw Monster Magnet, but really I'm going to see him tomorrow, which is Sunday, so I hope you're all as confused as you can be right now, but I don't think Monster Magnet will do this song when I see him tomorrow, yesterday, but you can always hope, I guess.
Yeah. I found nothing on this record.
Okay.
But there is, it was. I don't know what song it is. This looks like a counterfeit. Sunshine Day. Is that, that must be a single of theirs.
Huh.
By Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull. It's thick as my dick. They all have to sing about body parts.
Mm-hmm. Bungle in the Jungle, though. What was up with that song?
Eat my bunghole in the junk hole. What's a? It's a junk hole. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's a snake when he disagrees. That's the only
he
thing.
He just likes singing about animals, and bungle in the jungle is a weird rhyme.
So what? Are you, what? Bungle is to fuck something up. I think like Mr. Bungle.
Yeah,
there's a clip on the Mr.
So
Bungle
maybe
album.
So saying God fucked up the jungle by putting all these animals
maybe.
That don't get along.
You know, I don't know if it's the same guy, but he always sounds like the same guy from those 50s and 60s movies that you used to watch in school in the 70s and the 80s.
Uh-huh.
The black and white educational video mm-hmm. or teaching. And they said, Mr. Bungle's always messing things up at school. Today in the cafeteria, he cut in front of everybody in line and knocked food all over the place.
Oh, man.
Now, you don't want to be like Mr. Bungle because, you know, and it tells how you're supposed to act.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the name came from?
I believe so. I just heard that on their first album, well, the first official release, Mr. Bungle. I think they had some demos and stuff out before that, but... yeah, it's a funny story about Mr. Bungle and how he's always messing stuff up.
Huh.
And you don't want to be like Mr. Bungle.
I saw somebody bungle it up on the world records the other day. They ate 13 ghost peppers in 2 minutes.
Did they die?
Nope.
Did they fucking shit bricks or what?
One said that he made an agreement with his butthole before the contest. But I don't think any of them said anything after the contest.
What's
for
the
a while.
Agreement? With his
I don't. He didn't go into details.
He said, "Hey, I'm going to apologize now because you're going to be fucking haunted by ghosts for the next 13 peppers." No, the most I've seen anybody is 5 habaneros,
mm-hmm.
Just in a row before they read the news.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
spicy
they
news.
Just, they down that
and
they
then
had
try to
wait
talk for 5
a minute.
Oh,
until they could do anything. I think. Or no, they couldn't spit it back out within 1 minute afterwards.
Oh, they could spit it out though after a minute.
I don't think any of them did though. That like got them down though.
That makes
why
my eyes cringe and just thinking about like eating one.
Mm-hmm. A million Scoville units.
Yeah, that's like 1,000 times more hot than a habanero.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And, yeah, they were just down. There's 3 of them there that were just.
So they're crying and sweating,
yeah, they
though,
just
right?
did the 2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. everyone I've seen eat even one habanero and then try to talk for 4 minutes afterwards, like read a teleprompter.
Yeah.
they're burping and they get hiccups a lot really mm-hmm. quick. Like within 30 seconds, they'll have the hiccups really yeah. bad and their eyes will be watering. It's crazy.
Yeah.
A couple
it
of them have thrown
to me
up.
I think all 3 of them stopped eating after like a minute.
Hmm.
You know, and just because they couldn't probably breathe or eat anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they.
How many did they eat in a minute?
They
ate all 13.
The record
in a
was like 14 of them.
And so they did it like in that. Less than 2 minutes, or they ate
No, that was the time they had to eat as many as they could.
2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. They timed them for 2 minutes, and 3 of them just tried to eat as many as they could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk Chris into putting some ghost peppers on some pizza now. A long time ago, we got the chicken ranch jalapeno thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything against pizza now, but I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan of a fans.
Yeah,
of
some toppings ranch I just base. Don't do.
Or the and base.
Yeah, a the ranch base. I'm not a big fan of just because I don't like ranch. You know, but if I was a ranch fan, I bet you I'd love that pizza.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is.
I'm a fan of jalapenos.
I love the spice. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm weird. Like, I like the spiciest, not spiciest, but like, I like that spicy salsa. Like when you go to a Mexican restaurant mm-hmm. and they give you salsa and chips before your food comes, it's usually pretty hot. But I don't like the chunks. I just like the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like really hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, it makes sense because you're not a big tomato fan.
Or
so
onions.
You wouldn't like the big old chunks. I don't mind the chunks, even though I don't really like the onions, but I don't mind it in that context.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, you like a peppery spice, just like in the sauce kind of a thing. Like
I like
that.
The heat of it, kind of like you get mm-hmm. with a buffalo wing or a...
Yeah. I like a red pepper flake bite or a black pepper bite. Those are the kind of bites I like. But the wet peppers, I'm not a fan of wet peppers.
Yeah, where you bite into them and it's just juice and seeds.
Mm-hmm. Like, even red peppers, like as a whole, you know, I'm not like, you know, I don't mind them, but...
I don't know what kind they are, but my stepmom used to get them like a Del Monte jar of like yellow peppers.
Little mini ones?
Yeah. I don't even know what kind of peppers they are, but she used to just eat them like, and I remember.
Maybe they're little baby habaneros?
Maybe. But they're yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that matters what color they are, but I remember she used to try to get us to eat them. She'd pay us a dollar to eat one.
Oh, yeah? Did you eat one?
I never did. No.
Not even for a buck?
Fuck no. I was 15, dude. A dollar wasn't shit.
You do it now for a dollar?
No.
All right.
A dollar? Dude,
well,
what
I'm just asking.
I can't even get a bottle of soda for a dollar.
I couldn't even buy a jar of those for a dollar.
I might eat, like, I don't know. I've contemplated. Mm-hmm. I even contacted the dudes that do Spicy News and said, I know you don't have any shortage of comics up there in Portland, and...
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever need somebody...
Yeah.
I've never eaten one, and that should make it that more interesting. Like, mm-hmm. I've never eaten even a jalapeno or a jalapeno.
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
And I don't know if I'd be able to chew it up and...
eat peppers,
I don't know
really.
If I'd be able to chew it up and swallow it without throwing up.
Why?
I don't know.
Just because you don't like pepper texture? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I'd try. I don't know. I just don't eat a lot of stuff that... I eat what I like.
Mm-hmm.
What tastes good to me.
Yeah.
Just I think that's what it... Well, a lot of people...
Cheeseboiga.
I just had a cheeseboiga last night from the Brownsville Saloon. We went up to the saloon last night.
Uh-huh.
And,
as opposed to right next to the salon?
Yeah. It is right across the street from the salon. And we didn't think that the owner would be there. She was there. I don't care. She talked to me. Now we kind of buried the hatchet if there ever was one. Because, you know, I used to do karaoke for her back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And then Dana used to work for her bar. And then a bunch of shit went down and we were busy and our wedding was coming up. And Dana said, look, I can't work for you anymore. I don't know if I ever told this story, but she is one of those ladies that talks to you like she's a character off Saturday Night Live skit where she's like... Well, you know, what we're going to have to do, and she raises her eyebrows all up, and she talks, like, very condescending to you, and so she was doing that to Dana in front of a bunch of people in the bar, and I said, why are you talking to her like that? And she's like what? I go, like you're talking right now, like you normally talk to people when you get irritated or whatever it is that's making... She's like, I don't know. I go... I don't know. Here's how you're talking. And I raised my eyebrows up and was telling her. And she's like, I think we need to go in the back and talk about this. And I said, I don't think we do. I go, because she came here to tell you that she's done. And you're fucking with her unemployment because she told Dana that if she draws unemployment, that it's going to make her rates go up, which is fucking mm-hmm. utter nonsense because you're paying into it while the person's working for you. And so I just said no. And I don't ever, like, I'm passive. I'm mellow, usually mm-hmm. pretty stoned, so I don't like to get in anybody's shit. But when she's talking down to my wife like that, and even in public, I just said, no, you know what? We're done. And this Friday will be my last Friday of being your karaoke host. So have fun with that. And so, like, I don't know. We just, that was it. And I didn't go back in there because I went in there a couple times, but she wasn't there. And so she came over the table and she's like, hi, it's good to see you. And I was like, yeah, it's been a long time. And she goes, we're like practically neighbors. And I never even see you. I go, well, we pass on the road sometimes, you know. I see you driving around town sometimes. And she goes, yeah, but I really do need to come see you more. And I said, yeah? She's like, yeah, my truck is filthy. And I was like,
car wash.
And all so right. That's kind of what it took me a second. I'm like, okay. Because at first I was just like,
you're thinking like, baffled. Coming knocking on the door.
Why do you need to come see me more? Do you need a new karaoke host or what? But, yeah, so that was that, and then she said, whatever. And so now I don't have to worry about it, I guess. I didn't worry about it before. But
you ever thought about doing karaoke over at the Chevron?
No. I should just do it in the car wash parking lot.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
And speaking of that, I don't know, you probably heard I had a problem like a year ago with my hard drive
sucking
up. Yep. Well, so I got one of those things that you could get the files from a hard drive by plugging it in directly onto the inside, and it has a USB and this thing, this thing I bought on Amazon. I've got it to power up and work, and it says that, it needs to be not reconfigured, but reformatted.
Mm-hmm.
And I went online and looked, and it said, you know, that little icon that says, please click this before you disconnect your USB. Please safely remove, and a lot of times people disregard that and it never does anything. Well, this said sometimes with these types of WD 1 terabyte hard drives that if you unplug it without safely removing that it could damage it or something like that.
It does intend to, but it's going it to can. Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
And if it got, and if it got ripped out and the thing got, and the plug got ripped out. So it says, you need to reformat this before you can use it. And I said, okay, click a thing. It says reformat. And then it says reformatting this will erase everything off of
can
it.
Can you pull off those files
now,
before?
Phil told me I could, told Mike that I could, but I don't know how.
Drag them onto a different
you can't open
hard drive.
It. You can't open it, though. It won't, like when you plug it in and then you go to my computer and click on that
hard drive.
When you click on it, it says you can't open this because it needs to be reformatted.
Maybe you could like go to like a copy this drive to another or something. Right click and maybe there's a thing that you
I'll
can
have
do
to
like
check
that.
It out. I was this close to just saying fuck it because
that's a lot of files.
It's all
you
my
got
karaoke. Yeah. All my karaoke.
Have you contacted the guy? Maybe he would like.
He would. I'm going to.
Yeah, and then you
can
just reformat it and, or, you know, maybe just send it back to him and he'd just do it for you.
I'll say, hey, have you ever heard of this before? My thing got thrashed and it says, and he might even know the trick. Oh, here's what you do.
Yeah, or he can, maybe you could just send it and maybe a little upgrade or a little sweet talk, maybe your little sponsorship throwing out the word or something. Maybe he would, like, upgrade it.
Yeah.
Send it, reformat it, and send it back, crap a bunch of more new files on there.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, he always gives me a great deal, and it'd be nice to have. It's been 2 or 3 years since I've had any updates, and I'm sure he's got a ton of new crappy songs. Like
He's got three
Bruno
new
Mars.
Versions of Achy Breaky Heart on there, dude.
I bet he's got Blurred Lines. You know that's going to be popular.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the kids were finally got... Somewhere they found the VMA performance.
Oh, Twerk Fest?
Yeah, the Twerk Fest, and they were watching it, and I just couldn't even stay in there for, like, it was uncomfortable, number one, because it's crappy, but number two, because the teenage daughters are right there, and she's, like, all rubbing his crotch and twerking.
That's just uncomfortable to watch in general anyway, though.
I'm just trying to make an excuse saying that I'm a grown-up. I shouldn't be uncomfortable watching some 20-year-old twerking.
It just is, though, you know?
It's got a tongue hanging out.
And it's nothing to do with, like, because she's young or whatever. It's just because it's so awkward that that's what she's doing.
It is. Awkward.
With the tongue hanging. It's like, dude, that just... That just looks dumb.
Yeah, it does. Hey, That's enough about that. Don't forget, you guys, coming up in less than 2 weeks is the big Denny's comedy show, and I've been just getting a lot of, like, messages and comments on any. I took a, like, a reader board Denny sign and photoshopped it with a Grand Slam Comedy Night with our names
you,
on it.
You know that they got the Hobbit breakfasts there, right?
No, I need to research their menu so we can make
some. Yeah, I did that last week. I did a little researching on their menu.
Cool. So, yeah, and I got comics from, like, Florence and Portland saying, this is an incredible idea. How can I get on this? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, my budget is small right now, and this is a show, first show. I'm going to try to build it. And if I can get a show built to where people come every month and there's some money, then I would be glad to have you over. But I don't want you to drive from Florence or Portland for less than gas money, you know. So at least there's interest.
But it might be a draw similar to the Whale Hall, where people don't care. They just want to come throw words out at Denny's, though, because it's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, yeah, that's what I think. It's more of an anomaly than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, I've never met them personally, but they're friends of friends and we're Facebook friends. They're from Florence, recently moved from Hawaii. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff. I don't know how you'd say it. It's like Windorf, Weindorf kind of thing. But they're getting ready to do a 50 state tour next summer, and they're like, we're wondering if we could hit up a few Denny's on the way. She's like, because that would be great. And I was like, well, keep in mind, it's in the lounge. Like, I don't know if people are thinking that we're just going to be doing comedy in the restaurant.
But they probably serve breakfast in there, right?
Oh, yeah. They serve everything in there.
Yeah.
You can order any food from the...
Yeah. So you could get your schmog burger.
But I think, you know, it's like any other barish place in Albany. There's going to be a fair share of tweakers and this and that. I just saw Josh posted from Friday night. Fucking tweakers, man. I hate them. At least when I was tweaking, I tipped.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that is a thing with any in the service industry. If you're a waitress or a bartender and you don't get tipped by someone, they don't think that you're a good person anymore.
Well, nobody thinks of the consequences, especially the smaller the town. I think it's like you know, if you go up to Portland, you know, which is all service industry people, like 60% of the people or more, you know, it's a given.
If you
know, it's a lifestyle thing. But if you go to, like, say, Lebanon, it's like people are still of, I don't know why you tip kind of a mentality, you know, they don't get it. And in the smaller towns,
And as far as ratios and percentages go, like if you order a $5 drink, you should tip at least $1 because that's 20%.
Yeah.
Not at least, but like a $6 or $7 drink, tip $1.
You know, especially in the bar scene, it depends upon, you know, if you price your drinks at like $4.25, you know, it's also on the bar side. If you go to like a $4.25, then you're chancing that, you know, somebody's going to pay with a $5, and that's, you know,
those
75 cents.
Yeah,
which is a generous tip because those, at, you know, 75 cents is add up per drink.
And I've even seen a lot of like $4 beer buyers or whatever, $4 drink, and they just give a $5. And they don't to keep it.
Yeah, I do that.
And, you know, like I think that, like you said, a smaller town mentality, they should reverse that because the bigger towns, they're rolling in customers all night long. Mm-hmm. If one or two people don't tip, not a big deal. They're going to remember it. But if you're in a small town and there's only four people in there on a Saturday night, she ain't making no tips and she's busting, well, not busting her ass because it's not busy, but still, she's serving me good. She's taking care of me. He or she, I shouldn't say she, but they need their tips. They need their tips.
I guess probably in smaller towns, you know, where you probably know the bartender more as you get to know him, maybe you'd, like, take care of him, maybe.
Yeah.
I would hope.
You're like, you're always here for me. I get to talk to you, pay for a little bit of counseling or whatnot, you know, like. It's funny, I didn't really realize it until I started doing comedy and talking to a lot of other comics that a lot of people do comedy because they can't afford therapy.
It works.
Like, and they just do it a first couple times because...
Isn't that Richard Lewis's whole bit, though, is
maybe,
like, talking about his therapist all the time?
My therapist!
Yeah, but he's got a therapist, and that's not fair.
Neuroticism.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a Willamette Weekly ad up in Portland that had the five funniest comics from Portland as chosen by their peers anonymously, other comics, bookers, talent agents, and what like that. And the girl that won, Amy Miller, she's only been up in Portland about a year, and she was from San Francisco. And the story was just kind of interesting that she had a lot of fucking shitty shit in her life, and she was just going to do it a couple times. And sometimes when somebody does comedy once, they're like, fuck, I'm doing that. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I never really did it for therapy. I don't know if I'm fucked up enough to be a comic.
I'm going
to
show you a picture of a new fashion trend for women. It's called a C-string. Have you seen this?
C-string?
Yeah.
Like a G-string?
It's like a thong, but with no sides.
How does it
a
stay?
A C-string.
That looks like a fucking...
I guess it stays on better than you would think.
It looks like a pad. Like a fucking tampad.
It does.
Tampon pad.
And then the back is... That's what it looks like. Natural. C-string is what it's called.
But there's no string?
For people that want to look it up. There's no string at all. It's just like a curve.
Does it got a little
thing.
So on that string that goes between her cheeks, does it have a little plug that goes in her butt or something to hold it on?
No, I don't know how it stays in there. I guess
I bet
because,
it's like one of those one of those headband things. That
yeah, it's like a headphone
back.
Thing. I think is what it is. But people can walk around with them and stuff. But man, I don't know. That's pretty crazy.
That's just like a pasty for your pussy.
It is. It is. It just looks weird that it's just floating there.
It looks like a nicely decorated fucking... From the front, it looks like a tampon.
Yeah, or just a panty liner.
A maxi pad. Yeah. Not a tampon. Yeah. Not a tampon, you guys. I know what a tampon is. That goes inside your vagina blood hole.
I think it's for people who shave only, though, because otherwise that'd get pretty funny.
You got a big bush sticking around. Or even a little bush would be sticking around it, you know, or sticking out. You got a little airstrip. What do they call it? Landing strip? Just coming out the top.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my trail.
Did you watch, I sent you a video for a Jon Stewart clip.
I didn't. I don't have Hulu, but I could probably watch it on my phone because that's where I got the message on my Facebook because I still don't have internet at my house.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. I was talking about this stadium that was erected and it looks just like a giant steel vagina. Because it's kind of like a dome, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, actually, you know, back in the 70s, they did similar, and then they just put a bunch of hair on top of the stadium. It was a pretty funny clip. They went in there about how they couldn't find the press box and, you know, how he looked everywhere, and he went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and couldn't find the press box. It was kind of funny.
That is kind of funny.
It was for a soccer match in Qatar.
Qatar?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
It's like in the Middle East.
Qatar.
Hey,
you play Qatar?
Yep.
And we're playing Qatar this weekend.
Hey-o.
We're playing against a team from Qatar. I almost forgot to say, this isn't that funny, but I'm going to say it anyway.
All right.
We were talking about drinks and bartenders. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Girly Drink Supply Warehouse. When a blue drink and a flamingo tumbler isn't enough, add some plastic shit.
Yeah. Nice.
These are things I stole from somewhere, but I'm not telling where.
What about like the old ice cube or the fly in the ice cube trick?
That's cute.
But you could make those for real. Just put a fly in an ice cube tray and fill it up with water.
Yeah, and they'd think it was a fake one.
Yeah, and then it'd melt and pretty soon there'd just be a fly in their drink.
Or it seems like, you know, soon enough they'd have the technology to make like a fake edible fly that would like melt into your drink.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with eating flies?
Oh, nothing really, if that's what you're into. They're pretty gross. Yeah. They puke.
Suck
on
one of those up in your straw.
I'm sure we've all eaten a fly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Sure,
gross to think about. I mean, not on purpose. Could you imagine having to eat like a bowl full
eggs
of those,
inside of you.
Those big horse flies?
Would they just fly down your esophagus into your stomach where they'd be flying around?
You got to eat them dead. I don't think they'd live long. Because they only live like 2 or 3 days anyway. And
yeah.
Hard for them to live in stomach acid. But you know those big fucking black with green looking wings? Those big horsefly things that are all super loud, buzzy?
Yeah.
That should be like, if that wouldn't kill you, that should be like a fear factor. Eat a bowl full of dead horseflies.
Yeah. They do maggots and stuff. The worst one I saw was those large green tomato worms.
I couldn't do it.
Uh-uh.
I could not do it.
I couldn't either. How about some of these things? I found a list of things that are not going to be on my table for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
How about lady cheese, milk made from human breast milk?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yep. Or
is it tasty or you don't know?
I don't know.
How about belly button cheese?
Mm-mm.
This is cheese cultures made with the bacteria from human tears, noses, and belly buttons.
Belly buttons don't secrete liquids, do they?
No, but they the lint makes bacteria.
Lint cheese?
Yeah, it started with the bacteria from human tears and bacteria from the nose and bacteria from the belly button.
That brings one question.
I don't even know if it's edible.
The question that I think of when I hear that is, what in the fuck is wrong with people?
We give people money to and a reason to experiment.
Okay.
How about baby poop sausage? Now, this isn't like just poop in a pig intestine. This is they just use the baby poop for the starter of the fermentation for the process of the sausages.
Why?
I do not know.
Just so they can say this is baby poop sausage.
I guess so.
It's fucking good, dude. You got to try it.
I don't know if anybody's tried it.
That reminds me of a weird skit that I saw. It won't be on my Thanksgiving table either, on Whitest Kids You Know. Guy took his girlfriend to this restaurant. It's a real fancy thing. The guy comes out and he says, okay, the specials for tonight are creme brulee with this special, like, really fancy dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And number two was dog poop. And number three was this other fancy dish. And the girl's, like, thinking, you can't, she's, you can hear it. And then he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with the third. What was the second thing you said? He's like, the dog poop. He's like, and what kind of dog is this from? He's like, it's a really old dog. He's old, and he's got a lot of diseases. A lot of diseases. He's like, all right, I'm going to go with the third choice. Just kidding, I'm going to go with the dog poop. And then his friend comes in, he's talking to him, and he's like, hey, what are you having? He's like, I'm going with the dog poop. He's like, oh, it's delicious. He's like, did you see that dog? He's like, my God, they have him in the kitchen in there. And his girlfriend's just like going, and then it shows him, and he's eating dog poop and saying how awesome it is, and then that's just the end of the skit. Fucking weird. So that there's not going to be any dog poop on my table. And I don't I don't really like candied yams that much. Do you?
No, I don't do the yams or the sweet potatoes.
Or the
Regular potatoes.
I don't like cranberry sauce. What about red skin potatoes?
Yeah, I like those. I like red skin potatoes.
They're called red skins.
Uh-huh. They call them that because they have direct ties to Indians.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with
it's
the
a
red
subliminal,
skin on there. Yeah.
It's a subliminal thing. Okay, what else is not on your table for Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's all I had.
Oh, darn it.
I have some turkey facts, though.
You know, I saw a thing on Facebook from...
Well, we could save those for Wednesday.
From our host, Libsyn.com. Uh-huh. They said, hey, are you having a Thanksgiving show? Let us know, and maybe we'll highlight it or do something.
Well, it's only Monday.
Yeah.
So
Wednesday's
I think I'm
going to
save some... turkey facts.
Wednesday will be our Thanksgiving show because you don't want to do it after. That's like having a Halloween party on the 1st of November.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. Nah. I'm kind of getting hungry. I'm almost thinking about busting out a piece of pizza Pizza
Heck
Now.
Yeah.
Thanks to Pizza Now, our awesome sponsors.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Flames brought over some of that bacon bread the other day. That was pretty good. But he also got a Hawaiian Deluxe.
Uh-huh.
I think, or a Hawaiian, their upper-end Hawaiian that has bacon and tomatoes on there.
Upper-end?
Upper-end Hawaiian. And it was damn good. We also tried some of those cinnamon sticks.
Ah.
And those were pretty damn good, too.
I was looking at them when I was waiting for the pizza today, and it was making me go, I bet those are good.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this before. You used to go hunting a little bit
as a
younger
fella.
And my son stopped by out of the blue the other day as he was coming through Brownsville because they're going to go up to the Brownsville Timbers and do some hunting. And he saw my wife working at the coffee shop there. And she said, you should go say hi to your dad. So he came over and said hi. And he said that they were hunting a couple weeks ago and they pulled up. And I don't remember where they were, but they saw this huge like 5x5 elk. And they were elk hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, he's like, my mouth just dropped open. I was like, whoa. And they're like, dude, get out. And he said, like, by the time I went and, like, fucking realized that I was going, whoa, and then got my gun and jumped out, he was gone.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But if I wouldn't have been going, whoa, look how big that fucking elk is. So,
those are some big fucking creatures, man.
Yeah, and we talked about that Swedish church that did the thing for the elk hunters. Remember that? And you talked about how many elks there are in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the crazy Swedes going on. So in Halmstad, Sweden, a Swedish 9-year-old said he was surrounded and attacked by a family of elk while he was riding his bicycle to school.
Wow.
My voice got higher as I got to the end of the sentence. August Anderis said he was taking a bike path to school on Wednesday morning in Halmstad when he encountered the elk in a suburban area. He was bloody scared, he said. He was bloody scared. How do you say bloody in Swedish? I was bloody scared. I can't say bloody. Who says bloody in Sweden?
Erpaderpat.
Erpader. Or is that, that's the Swedish chef. Yeah. Okay. I get Switzerland kind of confused sometimes, but that's something else.
And the Swiss.
He said, I thought I was going to die. It was the female who came up to me first, and I hit the brakes hard, and then two calves came up on my left-hand side, and then there was another one behind me. He said the mother and her children ran away, but the aggressive male then attacked him from behind. Upender.
Wow.
It was an upender. He said the elk stood on his hind legs and kicked him in the back 4 times. Oh, boy, it was frightening, but it didn't hurt so much, he said. He was able to make it to school where a teacher notified the boy's family and authorities, and they have given local hunters permission to shoot the aggressive male.
Wow.
That'd be fucking scary, dude. It's bad enough when you see one and you're like, whoa, you're just like blown away by the size of this animal.
Yeah.
But there's a herd of them up on you going, hey, hey, hey,
hey,
your uncle fucking shot at me once. You're a dick. I'm gonna.
Elk have great memories.
I do. I think I do. I'm all. I do. Elk have great memories. I do.
Did you? They're doing a new Crow movie. I heard.
Oh my god!
You know who they're gonna get for the lead? They're talking.
Steven Seagal.
No, that guy from Walking Dead.
The hippie guy, the long hair in your face guy.
No, that other guy. I don't remember his name.
Rick?
Norman Reedus.
The guy who plays Merle's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got kind of long hair in his face.
Oh, yeah. But I can't remember what his real name is.
His other brother.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl.
Daryl. Daryl, that's what it was.
I had to say other brother to remember.
Yeah, could you see him as the Crow?
Maybe if they cleaned him up a little bit.
Could you see Bruce Lee playing the Crow?
Yeah. Because his son did.
Yeah. They didn't play really similar styles.
No.
His son didn't go around going, wah! Wah!
I heard that old Jax from Anarchy, Sons of Anarchy, is not playing 50 Shades.
Oh, yeah. He dropped out a while ago for unknown reasons. I don't think he was.
My wife claims that he was too heavily. Typecast already, and that he was too hard to play it. She said she's glad that he didn't because it wouldn't have been right.
The reason was that he didn't want to be put through that much criticism.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as he was named, people were like, what the hell?
He's like, wait. I was just kidding.
Yeah, he's like, well, fuck, if you guys don't want to see it, then fucking I'm not going to do it.
It was just a little test.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, thanks to Chris and the Pizza Now crew hooking us up. This is good pizza. We let it cool a little bit today, so it's not so piping hot.
They should make a volcano pizza to match the meteor pizza.
And it'd be raised up in the middle?
Sauce would just be spewing out the top.
Hot lava sauce with their special hot lava sauce. I shouldn't have been surprised, but I kind of was. I always am whenever I hear somebody that says, oh, cool, when I said, hey, you know, we're doing the podcast on this day instead of the normal day. Like, oh, I got to go to Portland tomorrow to go see Monster Magnet. He's like, whoa, too cool. And I was like, oh, I didn't even say, oh, you know Monster Magnet? I was like, yeah, it's been like, I think it's been 18 or something years. 95, I think it was last time I saw him.
Wow!
I know. I think it was Dopes to Infinity at La Luna.
I saw him on the tour after that.
Power Tripping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, opening for Van Halen?
With Rob Zomba.
Oh, Rob I saw Zombie. That. I saw that. That's right.
That was the last time I saw him.
Salem Armory?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Jeremy Daniels not too long ago, and he was at that show. I find everybody was at that
yeah.
show.
Yeah, I ran into him and Jake Johnson there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And me and Shireen went with Scott Young. Hmm. And we were late, and we missed Fear Factory.
You didn't miss much.
Really?
They had the keyboards out and everything.
Oh, it was too loud of keyboards.
Yeah.
Well, they always have
I was down out. Right in the front, like right next to that guy on the keyboard, just because I was down on the one side. And so
was
that's
he banging
all I
his
saw.
Head? Was he banging his head?
I don't remember. I just remember being loud because I was right next to that speaker tower right there.
I just think it's funny when keyboardists bang their head and they hold themselves up mm-hmm. with the keyboard. It's just kind of funny. I actually, we've been messing around with these keyboards, me and Farmer Tape Nose and Mike, and I have this stand, and I set it up in the living room and was jamming the keyboard on a stand. Mm-hmm. It was very comical. I felt like getting a fucking videotape, the camera out.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck was that? Or what is that, your thing?
What's
that? That's fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that the other day. That was fucking weird.
I went to the door and it was me.
And you know what the weirdest thing was, though, is because I had to watch it a couple times.
The cat didn't move, did it?
I know. The cat didn't change at all. I was like, dude, that's fucking weird.
I'm all stay. Stay. Because first she was moving around and like, and then she went, once the knock on the door, she was like.
No, but the cat wasn't edited. He didn't jump or he wasn't like edited. Funky or nothing.
Nope, because I made her stay. That's Lucy. She's a satanic cat.
Whoa.
She'll scratch the fuck out of you when you try to pet her nicely.
Some cats are like that.
Unless she comes up to you and is like going, and then you pet her and she'll like purr. But if you pet her when she's sleeping, so, she turns into a fucking zombie kitty.
Hmm.
Yep, that's what she does.
Yeah, I got some actors who turned down some big roles.
Like cinnamon rolls?
Mm-hmm, they were. They went to Cinnabon and they said, no, thank you.
I'd like to get one of those. No, I'm turning that down.
I want to know if you could see these actors in these roles. Maybe you've heard of a few of them.
I'm glad.
Forrest Gump, could you imagine it being played by anyone else other than Tom Hanks?
Not at this point, no.
What about John Travolta?
Did he try for it?
He was offered the role. And he,
that was right
he probably
after,
regrets being turning down.
That
yeah.
must have been right after Pulp Fiction.
It was.
Because he was hot shit then.
Yep.
As far as people in the movie industry thought.
Is that fucking, could you even imagine? That movie would not be what it is today.
Yeah, because his voice.
Yep.
I can imagine him either talking like Vinnie Barbarino or fucking...
Life is like box chalk.
Vincent Vega. He's in Amsterdam. I call it a royale with cheese.
Just imagine Quentin Tarantino's version of Forrest Gump.
He should remake it.
He
like,
should.
In 20 years. I'm really excited to see what he's got coming up.
Hugh Jackman, you know that guy? That
yeah,
guy?
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like him, but yeah.
He was offered the James Bond before Daniel Craig.
Huh.
But he didn't want to be typecast, so he turned it down.
Hmm. Breaking news.
Breaking news. did you ever watch that The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
No. I think I saw it in the video stores, but I never.
It was kind of a crazy movie. Just that he was an old retired wrestler, and he was just on the small tour, you know,
right.
just trying to make ends meet, and it wasn't very pretty. He's you know, wasn't a very pretty life for the old beaten down wrestler.
Yeah.
He had no career left. But Nicolas Cage, instead of Mickey Rourke,
huh.
almost played that.
A lot younger, isn't he? Isn't he
mm-hmm.
quite a bit younger than Mickey Rourke?
Yeah. Yep. Jason Bourne, yeah, we watch those movies.
I watched the first one. But they were born me, so I...
Did they born you?
Yeah, I only watched the first one.
They might have got you in the pits, because...
Brad Pitt?
Almost played the Bournes. You know, which is still there, you know, I don't know, Matt Damon was a star before that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it, that
Wasn't
was a good series for him, I thought. I didn't watch any of them. But it seemed like a good movie for him.
Was one of his early breakouts Good Will Hunting? Was he in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With Robin
him
Williams.
And Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck was in that too?
Good Will Hunting?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they wrote it together.
Okay. Wasn't Robin Williams in it though? No? No, I'm thinking of something else.
No, you're thinking of Dead Poets Society.
Ah, that's weird.
No, maybe you are right. Maybe it was Good Will Hunting.
I think you're right.
Mr. Holland's Opus with Richard Dreyfuss.
With Elaine from Seinfeld's dad.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever watch Boogie Nights with Dirk Diggler?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine Leo DiCaprio as Mark Wahlberg's role.
He would have still had the big same fake dick at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some people going, man, I couldn't believe how huge Marky Mark's dick was. And I was like, that was fake. They're like, how do you know?
Because I stopped it frame by frame.
Dude, I've seen the Calvin Klein episode ads enough times to know that his package wasn't that huge.
You just watched that Good Vibrations video over and over, didn't you?
What's that?
His old Marky Mark hit.
I didn't even know that's what it was. I thought didn't they have a different hit than that?
They had a couple.
Marky Mark and is it Funky or Fresh?
It was a Funky Bunch.
The Funky Bunch.
Yep.
He used to pull his pants down on stage and thrust at the kids. not he'd pull, just he'd leave his underwear on. But.
He's big, too. He's a big star these days, and they're doing that Entourage movie they just announced. Did you ever watch that, Entourage?
No, I didn't know what to think about it, so
that
I never...
That's weird. There's some titties, though, in there.
I kind of like Judy.
You know who was... In one season, Sasha Grey played his girlfriend.
Porn star?
Uh-huh.
Trying to cross over, huh?
Yeah, she played his girlfriend for at least a half a season.
Weird.
And, I don't know if they were doing anal. I just assume.
They would have had to. That's all she loves to do.
I know, right?
That's her favorite.
The anal queen.
She is. She's one of them.
And could you imagine Jerry Maguire? Tom Cruise, huge, right?
Yeah.
A huge role for him and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Show me the money!
You know, they had a great chemistry in that, but imagine if Tom Hanks was Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I don't know so much about that.
Nope.
And then, like...
maybe a Forrest Gump.
Danny Glover.
Was. They should have reunited Mel Gibson with Danny Glover.
He'd be all, show me the money.
And Joe Pesci could have been that little kid. And Sharon Stone could have been the lady.
Yeah. Just
oh,
think
man.
Basic Instinct starring Courtney Love. That'd be good.
What about this guy? I think we talked about this way back when. Sean Connery was going to be Gandalf, but he didn't understand the script. Of Lord of the Rings.
He's all, what is this ring we're speaking of? I don't understand what's a hobbit?
Are you a big fan of the Matrixes? The Matri?
No, not really. I kind of liked it at first, but it's a little bit too special effects-y for me. I'm not a big action
bullet dodging.
Yeah.
I like Commando back in the day with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, when I was younger, I dug that stuff because I was like, wow. But then once you've seen... an action movie.
Commando.
Once you've seen Cobra with fucking Sylvester Stallone.
And Cliffhanger.
Which, by the way, me and my friend John Brown, this is his real name too, by the way, we went and saw Cobra in the fucking theaters right here down in at the Albany cinemas there. And we pretty much just made fun of it the whole time. It was like over the top, but it was better.
Could you imagine, and I could kind of imagine this, Will Smith in Keanu Reeves' role.
Ah, was that going to happen possibly?
Mm-hmm.
Right around Men in Black time?
Yeah, Men in Black, you know. I mean, he played that role successfully. He's played a lot of roles successfully. Speaking of which, I saw him recently on a late TV show that was pretty cool. I don't know if you saw the David Blaine, Real or Magic.
No, I heard some people talking about it, though.
Dude, there was some... Dude, I...
Are you a believer?
I don't know what to fucking think when I see some of that stuff, dude, that he was doing.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you wonder about, like, editing and trick photography? But
none that I saw, dude. Yeah. I mean, and,
well,
you
I know,
he was doing
I've
in front
seen
of people.
It, too, and gone, whoa, like...
Dude, it blows my mind.
That's why it makes me think
every time I see what stuff that he does,
uh-huh.
I think one thing.
What?
He sold his soul.
He's possessed by the devil.
He sold his soul for that, for to be an illusion. I mean, because fucking...
Well, I've seen him do this thing where he was on the sidewalk in front of this high-rise building, and then he got under this garbage
can.
Yeah,
some feats are just of stamina and stuff like that.
Well, no, he got under this garbage can. He got under this garbage can on the sidewalk, and then they pulled the garbage can out, and he was gone. He was on the roof of the building.
Huh.
So that's like, that's what makes me think... These people who are standing there oohing and aahing and watching have to be in on the joke, and they have to know that they that there's unless there's some kind of supernatural fucking bullshit that is available to humans to go down through a sidewalk and end up into a fucking roof of a building. I don't know. And then, like, he levitated from the fucking the highest one building in Las Vegas, the whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
How do you fucking squirt water out of your mouth on a street and make it spell somebody's name, though, that they're thinking of that they didn't even tell you?
I don't know. There's other things. Like, he did stuff back on the old show where he would, like, I don't know, he'd take, like, a newspaper and rip it up into, like, tiny pieces and then just take one thing and he would tell them what it said on that little piece of paper.
Where he, you know...
Just weird illusion things, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you would have to get into studying it. And
There's
a few magicians around Oregon. I'm surprised
there was
to find
Albany
out.
Albany was one of a big magician who was known.
And,
he died a while ago.
Christine Levine's current boyfriend, Justin Haynes, he's a magician.
Mm-hmm. Arsenio Hall was a magician.
Really?
He did magic. I don't know if he was like... ever did anything. Eddie Murphy was on Arsenio Hall the other night doing his new single with Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yeah, see, I mean, Snoop Lion, I'm sorry. It's not Dogg. They're doing Rastafarian.
No, he's
music.
Back to something else now, though.
I know, but they're doing Rastafarian jams.
Okay. Well, see, I thought that Arsenio was back to practicing magic. He could make his viewers disappear.
He was, dude.
He's like, watch, I'm going to make the whole crowd disappear.
The other night, I was just flipping through, and, you know, I'll look and see who's on the late night shows, and, he was having Jesse Jackson on there, the Reverend.
Hmm.
So you get some big guests. I just don't know if they fall under everybody's demographic.
Right. Now, I just
remember. Eddie Murphy, though. I mean, they should have pumped that up for all week. They should have been like, fucking Eddie Murphy's going to be on Arsenio. Why was nobody? He's never on any fucking talk shows.
I know, but those guys are bros.
I know. People would be pumped to fucking, people would have tuned in and watched that, I think.
Yeah,
they
would have
pushed it more.
Did he do? Was he pretty funny? Did you watch it?
Yeah,
Did he do?
They
his
did
funny
some stuff, and they talked about some stories, and he did a few little things. Arsenio pushed a few little kind of pushed him. You know, what do you think about Twitter? And so he kind of went into a little bit about Twitter or something or other. You know, kind of a little kind of what you could call a bit, I suppose, probably off the cuff. Was doing some things Arsenio probably heard him bitching about or something. Which is, you know, it was just kind of cool to see him.
So Eddie Murphy really did a song with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, he has, and he's a guitarist, singer for Rasta.
Well, see, I heard that he had already moved on now, and he's now Snoopzilla.
Snoopzilla?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
No.
He's not. He went from Snoop Dogg to
Zilla. Come on, what's in now? Is he a J-pop star?
I don't know what he's going to be doing, but I think that he's Snoopzilla. That's funny to you?
I don't know
what's
to
funny?
Think that.
I make you laugh? Am I a clown?
I don't know what to think of Snoopzilla. I don't want to know what.
See if you can find
more.
Anything, because
I was going to
Google that shit while I do this, because I didn't want to know about Snoopzilla, because. Not his birthday, though. Today we do have a couple birthdays. The guy that tries to get the red out. Bueller. Ben Stein.
Win Ben Stein's money.
That was a kind of a funny show with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I kind of dug that. Guess how old Ben Stein is? I'd say it's his birthday.
Say
it's your birthday.
54.
You're way off. He's my dad's age.
She's old.
Yeah. And also from, I guess he was on Night Court. And
Harry Anderson.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He did the intro voiceover, John Larroquette.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just a few years younger than Ben Stein.
Mm-hmm.
66. And we have a friend birthday today. Turning 39 today, old buddy from, I think he was in Quentin's band. Not the Quentins, but special guests. Destry Sitton.
Oh, nice. Good old
Destry.
I doubt
if he listens, but I'm going to put this on his page and make
you
him
should,
listen today.
You should, man.
Because then he'll hear it and go, hey, yeah, those are my friends. I like to listen to their voices because I never see them anymore.
Destry, funny mofo in his own right.
Yes, he is.
When I was in school, he did the morning announcements with Jim Plagman.
Cool.
And they would kind of do a little comedy morning thing. Yeah, that was kind of fun.
I got to get Destry. Hopefully he'll come out if he still lives around here. I think he does.
He might be up in Portland.
Oh, really? Okay.
But
well, check it out.
Been a long time.
He showed up at the Dixie like a year or two ago. And I don't know if he was just down here for something else, but I'm going to hit him up. See if he'll come to the comedy show and do some open mic at Denny's. Is this Snoopzilla?
No, this is a classic Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. I just want to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
That's
funny because I used to hear that in middle and high school, and I didn't know at first that it was actually Michael Jackson, and if he was trying to be serious, Eddie Murphy, if he was trying to be serious, I think I might have thought it was Michael Jackson. I don't know. But then later, they're like, oh, that's Eddie Murphy, and I'm like,
yeah,
wait, he's a comedian.
He was trying to be all serious, too.
Yeah. He just wants to party all the time.
He had a whole album, yeah.
Party all the time. You bought it?
Yeah, maybe.
Holy shit bags. I had to hit up Hans early. Was hoping I heard back from him. Oh, you little asshole. Hans. Always something cool. And today it's fucking Slayer. Finally, Hans is listening to Slayer today.
Nice.
Fucking Hans. He's listening to Hell Awaits. Mm-hmm. Great album from 1984. We were just talking about the song from Hell Awaits called At Dawn They Sleep.
Ah, did they?
They did. And we were thinking about redoing that song, covering that song in Victims, possibly. But it's a toughie. It's a toughie. And I've been listening to some Behemoth. Listened to them a while back, but I've been stuck in my... I find myself putting it back in. It's pretty good. The 2004 album, Demigod.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Demi Moore.
Nice.
It's Demi Moore worship. Demigod!
I've been listening to this.
Snoop Lion?
That is Eddie Murphy.
With Snoop Lion?
So that's Eddie Murphy singing there.
That does not sound like Eddie Murphy.
That's Eddie Murphy.
You know, you just put a Jamaican accent on you and you don't even sound like yourself. I guess normally when I hear him sing, he's singing like Stevie Wonder or...
Yeah.
Being serious right there? What?
Yeah.
Is that considered Snoop Lion with Eddie Murphy? Or?
Yeah, he does a little rap in there.
Huh.
They showed it while they were doing the Arsenio's while I watched it in full. And, you know, I just have a curiosity about what Eddie Murphy's doing these days because that guy, funny motherfucker.
Yeah,
know?
And he kind of, I don't know.
He loses funniness. Even he's done some great movies even, too, you know.
Well, I know,
but
he
got like Nutty Professor.
He got into the Dr. Doolittle and this. And this.
Yeah. I never watched the Dr. Doolittles or even Bowfinger. Even though, you know, I'd probably enjoy Bowfinger probably just because I like those two guys, you know, even
right.
If it was a horrid script, I don't give a shit.
Steve
you know?
Martin, yeah. So, yeah, Snoopzilla's new album is a funk album, and it's Snoopzilla.
So, okay, if Snoop did a metal album, what would he change his name to?
Snoop Satan? No, wait, Snoopzilla.
Snoop Adamus?
Snoop.
Snooptalica.
How about Snooptalica? Snooptalica.
Snoop-alica.
Snoop Dogg is set to be transformed into Snoopzilla for his new funk influence project, which has actually already came out, I think. The Dog Pound legend is set to return to his roots, teaming up with Damn Funk. Snoop Dogg intends to reinvent himself as Snoopzilla on his new album, influenced by George Clinton.
The band, president?
The president of funk. Working at 7 Days of Funk is his band. And he's Snoopzilla. And it's an homage of sorts to Bootsy Collins, who labeled himself Bootzilla. So there you go. He's just stealing some shit. So
Bootzilla, old Bootsy Collins bass player, right?
Yeah, Bootsy. Bootsy Collins.
Yeah, bass player, funk. Funk grandmaster of bass, right?
I saw Key and Peele making fun of some funk, and they were like, did you see that? They're like, funk people just sing about like weird food and stuff and stuff that doesn't make any sense. And then they showed them and they had all those weird shaped fucking basses with the sparkles all over them and their big glasses and their fucking big old 70s. And they get done with a song, which is total nonsense. And he's like, what the fuck were we just singing about? He's like, I don't know, but I think they liked it. It was pretty cool. Those guys are pretty funny. I need to start watching more of that.
They key are funny.
Key and P.
They get pretty high ratings, too, because I've been paying attention to ratings lately.
How do you check that?
Just go to a website, shows ratings. So it's like kind of like they just show nightly ratings. And South Park does very well. You know, it'll usually score high on that night.
Yeah.
And Key and Peele right up there with them.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of block that people watch.
A lot of what wins those cable slots is like reruns of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Those marathons. Yeah. Be like four of those will be at the top. Or what's that other show? Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. People talk about that a lot, too, but I've never watched this.
I watch it. It's funny, I guess, if you like science jokes spat at you at 100 miles an hour.
Science nerd comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you like... if you like guy jokes spit at you 100 miles an hour, you can watch Rules of Engagement. You ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
David Spade.
Oh,
it's been
yeah.
on for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And it's got another funny guy on there with a deep voice. I can't remember his name.
They had Andy Dick on Comedy Bang Bang the other day. It's hilarious. And
he was on Celebrity Ghost Story, too.
Ackerman was having like a split personality kind of thing going mm-hmm. on, and it was just hilarious. And then he's like, so you were on some shows? You're on Just Shoot Me? He's like, no, that was David Spade. So, like, the bad Scott Ackerman that, like, spilled his coffee and missed the bus and was late for the show and stuff was, like, just rude and asking him all these bad questions. Mm-hmm. And it was weird how they'd cut back and forth, but they're always weird. Those guys do some weird ass shit.
I do.
But I like it, though. I find myself always going back to it and not caring how weird it is. I also watched part of a stupid show, but Mike kept telling me it was hilarious. It's called Guy Court, and the judge is Donnell Rawlings. Remember, he used to play Ashy Larry off of a Chappelle show, and he's the one that says, I'm rich, bitch. That's actually his voice at the end of all the Chappelle show. So he's not actually a judge, but these guys just kind of stupid. I don't even know why he likes it. It's like an MTV show.
I think I saw it flipping through like VH1 or MTV or something like that.
And it's like always some guy that was, you know, macking on some chick, and he was fucking two chicks. And
guy friends that decide to settle their dispute on that show.
Yeah.
You know, there's a podcast similar to that called... oh, what's that guy's name? Can you guess what guy I'm thinking of?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Fallon.
Close. Close, but okay, I'm going to give you a hint. The guy he was on, the John Hodgman.
Oh, yeah.
Hodgman, he has a podcast.
He's got a funny mustache now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his podcast does the same thing, and I used to listen to that, and it was very humorous how he would... the arguments that he would find somewhere like marital little spats, but they'd go on the show and they would decide whatever his ruling was at the end that they would take.
Judge John Hodgman?
Yeah. And
wasn't he the Mac guy?
And he
guy?
Had a bailiff too.
Wasn't he on those Mac commercials?
Yeah, but he wasn't the Mac guy. He was the PC.
That's what I meant, but yeah.
Yeah, Justin Long was the Mac guy.
Yeah. No. And I never even knew that John Hodgman was... I didn't know him until...
I bought one of his books.
I might have heard his name. I know that the late Glenn Leonard was a big fan of John Hodgman and recently went and saw him just a few months.
Oh, wow.
He was in Eugene just about 6 months ago. Did you know that? He did McDonald Theater. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up, you guys. Thanks for listening on a Monday.
Yeah, go watch the new Foot Locker commercial.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Pizza Now and the Brownsville Car Wash. You can wash your car and eat some pizza. And go check out tagcastpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Go click on the Amazon link and do some Christmas shopping.
You can wash the pizza off of your car, too.
That's right. You could smear pizza. Or if you drink too much, you could puke pizza on your car. Whatever you want to do. Also, check out terryguile.com. Stick around for the plugs after the show. And come back on Wednesday, and we're going to hump you.
Yeah.
We'll hump you.
And turkey hump.
Maybe on Friday's show, we'll have a little rundown of the Monster Magnet festivities. The three bands opening for them I've never even heard of, but I'm hoping they'll be good. One of them has a chick singer. She's as mad as a taco.
Wow.
All right, you guys. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, rock on.
And metal. I got to remember what we were talking about. What did we talk about today? You guys remember what we talked about today?
The elk.
Hey there, Taggots. What's up? I'm here to tell you what's going on in the entertainment around the area. Hopefully you'll be able to go out and see some stuff. Don't forget, it's every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia Pantless Comedy. Or Comedy with No Pants. I don't know what they're calling it these days. Probably both. It's hosted by Mike McGowan. There's never a cover charge, and it's always some great comics. Usually a couple from up in the Portland area come down. Also, every Tuesday, there's an open mic at the Capital City Theater in Salem. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene. And every Thursday at the Green Room in Eugene. So there's plenty of places around the area to get your open mic comedy thing going on if that's what you want to do. Bleepin' Funny is happening on the 30th of November at Sambon's Garage. It's at 6:30. It's a free show. I know it's kind of early, but at least it leaves you the rest of the night to do whatever you want to do. I'll be performing there as well as a bunch of other comics. I don't have the lineup yet, but I'm sure they're all going to be funny. Also, later that night, it's Comedy as Advertised with Seth Milstein at the Granary Pizza Company on 5th there. Right by the 5th Street Public Market in Eugene. This month's show is headlined by Jim Willick from the Big and Loud podcast. So go down and check that out. I think it's a sliding scale, $3 to $5, somewhere around there. All right, December's coming up. Got a lot of good shows coming your way. The Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase is now on Tuesdays at the Ash Street Saloon. That's going to be on the 3rd of December. They're going to be taping it live. So if you want to be on someone's demo tape, go down there and heckle them. That's the Ash Street Saloon, December 3rd with Patrick Perkins. December 7th is Suicidal Tendencies. No, wait, that's also the 3rd. Excuse me, I misspoke. It's the same night, Suicidal Tendencies, at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. So you have to make a choice, comedy or old school punk metal. I don't know. December 7th, though, what I was talking about is Vermont, Toe Tag, Spawn, I think World of Lies, and Roadkill Carnivore. That's at Slab Town in Portland. December 9th, High on Fire at the Hawthorne Theater. Don't forget about December 6th. That's the Denny's Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's right here in Albany, right off I-5 there on Spicer Drive. Starts at 9 o'clock. No cover charge, but if you want to donate, there is a suggested donation of $5 to cover the comics and the time and the gas and all that stuff. Okay, what else do we got going on? January 17th, it's DRI at the Hawthorne Theater, also with World of Lies. That's going to be a fun show. January 31st at the Roseland Theater at Zappa Plays Zappa with Dweezil and a bunch of ex-Zappa alumni. It's going to be a great show as well. I wish I could afford to go, but the tickets are expensive, and I probably won't be able to afford it. Here's a big show coming up we hope you guys will get to. February 7th, it's a Friday night at the Tonic Lounge in Portland. It's Victims of Internal Decay, their first show in Portland in 18 years. Wow, I am old. That's going to be also with World of Lies, Spawn, Truculence, and War Crank with a K. Crank. War Crank. That's at the Tonic Lounge, 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. I think it's $5 at the door. It starts about 9 o'clock. Hope to see you at that show. Also, coming soon in April, that's not that soon, but Loudness is returning to Portland all the way from Japan. More details on that next week. Thanks for listening to the Tagcast podcast in this little plug area. Come back and listen more. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to the Terry and Gatch comedy show. It's fun. You'll laugh. Thanks for listening, and go out and do something fun. See ya.